setting a new standard for weekend radio. This is the Roy Green Show along the Chorus Radio Network.
So I filled up my truck on, well, I didn't fill it up. Put some gas in. So I can't afford to fill up anymore. You know, the joke is you go into the gas station, you say to the attendant, give me $90. Just give me 90 bucks because I can't afford to fill up. Anyways, a buck 45, I don't know, 0.4 cents a liter. So approaching, whatever it is, $1,000 a gallon. And the needle barely budged, same thing. And so, you know, I'm going to make it home in the truck, and then I'm going to fill it up somewhere else where I can get gasoline at $4.07 a gallon. But that's my story. But imagine having a vehicle, a car, that you can get 110 miles per gallon on. 110 miles per gallon. That it doesn't lose any speed. It runs incredibly cleanly. And according to news reports I've been reading and the man I've been speaking with, this car exists because he built it. Doug Palmier joins us on the Chorus Radio Network. His website is hp2g.com. That's hp2g.com. And Doug has entered his car, which is a 1987 Mustang, 400 horsepower. He's entered it in the $10 million Progressive Automotive X Prize, which is about finding a car which is affordable, marketable, and capable of at least 100 miles per gallon. So Doug, I'm paying $1 million to fill up my truck. Tell us what you can, please, about, I know you can't give us everything, but what technologically and electronically, what's gone into this engine that allows it to give you 110 miles per gallon?
Well, first thing, the obvious is, and you got to think outside the box. A lot of times what we're sold in the general public is not necessarily the best, but it's just there and they sell it. I mean, so it was thinking outside the box, and this part of this technology came down from my father also, you know, and we worked together on this, and rest his soul, you know, he's not with us anymore, but I continued on with the project to finish it up.
Now, as I understand it, and just looking at various sources of information over the last few days, the average car, the gas engine, runs at about 8 to 10% efficiency, and what you've been able to do is significantly increase the efficiency of the engine. Is that a overly simplified way of stating it?
Well, that's the basics of it, is just making it burn more efficiently and cleaner. I mean, obviously, if you're burning more efficiently, it's cleaner and it's better for our environment because our green, you know, it's better for green. I mean, we have a lot of things going on, changing the weather because of everything that we've done here. So I try to help out with that also.
You run it on E85, which I don't think is available in Canada. That's 85% ethanol, and you're getting 110 miles per gallon. If you run it on regular gasoline, what would you get?
Actually, the 110 is the equivalent of gasoline, but it's 80 miles to a gallon on E85. And E85 is 85% ethanol and 15% gas. But I took an average of my in-town miles and out of, you know, on the highway to get that number. So it accumulates to that. That's an average between the both.
What do you say to the skeptics who say, come on, there's no guy can get 110 miles per gallon from a 400 horsepower engine? A 1987 Mustang, what do you say to the skeptics?
Well, there's always going to be a lot of skepticism. But, you know, obviously the Progressive Auto X Prize is in place to prove out everything. I mean, it's not going to be my proof. It's going to be their proving me, which, you know, independent study testing at that point, and still keeping all my critical knowledge to me. I mean, they went into outer space twice with the other X Prize, and they kept that pretty professional, I see. So I see where, you know, this is going to turn out pretty good.
Yeah.
There is 97 teams from 14 different countries that's in this race. and I'm not the highest mileage by any means. I just think I'm more conventional.
Well, you know, I don't doubt that they're going to achieve it. Somebody's going to achieve it. You already have. Somebody's going to get that $10 million prize. The technology that you have in your car, in that 87 Mustang, is that adaptable to the automotive industry? Could they get into this really quickly if they wanted to?
Well, when you get really big, it's hard to change your direction as fast as a smaller business can adapt. I mean, we're fairly small. We're a family-owned business, and you know, I've been working on this for quite a few years because I race, and part of my racing, you know, you couldn't refill, you couldn't work on the car, so it has to be dependable. It have to be, you know, you only have so much fuel, and you know, I've seen cars even right in our race that would run out of fuel. So I was playing with that just out of necessity for me.
Yeah, because it's awfully hard to win if you have to push the thing across the line.
Well, you can't. Yeah, it had to run on its own power. But you know, like I said, you know, I think this is going to all prove out. I mean, and obviously you're going to see a lot of the other contestants come in as it goes. A lot of them right now just have ideas, and they're going to have to put that idea right down to reality. And I know that's going to be a long process.
Yeah. Well, Doug, look, we've run out of time on the segment, but I want to have you back on the show because we need to talk more about this. But congratulations on having achieved this 110 miles per gallon car, not having given up your horsepower. And I'm envious, and I suggest that our listeners have a look at your website, hp2g.com. Doug, good talking to you. Thank you for the time.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Have a good day. Mm-hmm. There's Doug Pelmier. hp2g.com is his website. And the 110 mile per gallon 1987 400 horsepower Mustang. Oh, there was another little bit of an item here for you speed freaks. 0 to 60 miles per hour, 3 seconds. We're coming back on the Roy Green Show on the Corliss Radio Network.
You're listening to the Roy Green Show all across the Corliss Radio Network.